This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There's a term here that you need to memorize and repeat. Use it everywhere. It is online ethnic cleansing. That is what Twitter is doing. That's what Facebook is doing, Google, YouTube, and others against conservative and libertarian speakers or independent media people. It's an online ethnic cleansing. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, I think is his name, came out just a couple of days ago and said that he endorsed an article which called for a second civil war to exterminate all conservatives, to eliminate them from society. The article described that the two parties can't get along and conservatives have to be eliminated and silenced and conquered so that Democrats can finally rule America without those pesky conservatives getting in the way. This is the belief system of the CEO of Twitter, and it is mirrored across Facebook and Google and YouTube. This is what they're now trying to do. It is an online book burning or an online ethnic cleansing, and the censorship is just the beginning. That's why this is so crucial that you hear this and share this with everyone you know. So I appreciate you joining me today. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, publisher of censorship.news and youtubecensorship.com, and many, many other sites, hundreds of sites. We're all under attack. I was censored by YouTube. They deleted my entire channel over a month ago. And now they've come out and they have censored Diamond and Silk, and Facebook has censored Diamond and Silk, claiming that their information is, quote, unsafe to the community. Oh, really? They're pro-Trump commentators who are very entertaining and very knowledgeable. They became famous during the 2016 Trump campaign, and they're great. I love watching them. A lot of fun. And they are being censored, and the claim is, oh, your information is unsafe. I tell you, the order has come down from the highest places of the globalists for all tech companies to deplatform, shadow ban, and terminate all voices that are pro-Trump, pro-liberty, pro-Second Amendment. All independent journalism is being censored, wiped out. This is the run-up to the extermination of conservatives in society because, look, eliminating your First Amendment rights is just the beginning. And this is an attack on human rights. This online ethnic cleansing is just the opening salvo of an effort to exterminate all conservatives, to exterminate. Trust me on this point, they want to murder you. They openly talk about it in many scenarios, such as the Berkeley students talking about killing conservative speakers. They want to murder you. If you're a conservative or a libertarian or an independent journalist, or if you go against the establishment on anything from health freedom, food freedom, vaccines, the central banks, anything, they want to murder you. But they can't just do that while other people can still speak. You see, they have to silence you first. Once they silence you, then they'll take away your Second Amendment rights, as that town in Deerfield, Illinois, has already passed a law saying that you have to turn in all your semi-automatic guns or your so-called assault rifles in 60 days, or you will face fines of $1,000 a day in total violation of the Second Amendment. But you see, they have to take away your free speech and then your firearms, and then they exterminate you. This is an attempt of actual ethnic cleansing. This is the Cultural Revolution of China coming back to haunt humanity. Make no mistake, these leftists intend on killing anyone with whom they disagree. They will unleash a mass murder campaign across America. Once they've taken your voice, once they've shut you down, and they've taken your guns, they will murder you. This is their goal. These people are tyrants. These people are out of control, insane, evil. They do not understand justice. They do not understand law and order. They do not respect freedom of speech. They are enraged. They are vaccine damaged, mental zombies almost, who are angry and violent. It's really, it has devolved down to the basic animal instincts. The lower brain functions, the brain stem functions, the almost the reptilian functions, is the only thing that's active in these people right now. And with that reptilian mindset, all they want is just sex and violence. And that's what Hollywood programming contains. And that's all these leftist people really want now, is just sex and pedophilia and child trafficking and prostitutes and crazy sex scenes all over Netflix and violence. Violence against the people they hate. This is what it has come to. We have entered such a dangerous chapter in the history of our world. It is so dangerous. It is so out of control. I have to tell you, this is a very, very dangerous time. The censorship that's being endorsed by the CEO of Twitter is, of course, reflected across YouTube and Facebook and others. And it's no accident that Jack at Twitter came out now and said that he endorses the second civil war, essentially. This article that promotes a second civil war and the elimination of conservatives, I'm paraphrasing, and the conquering of America by left-wing radicals. And the CEO of Twitter endorses this. It's no accident that he came out and said this publicly. And here's the big secret in all of this. They want conservatives to counterattack using the Second Amendment. They want conservatives to firebomb the offices of Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or Google. In fact, the media hoped that that had already begun recently with that YouTube shooter. Remember not long ago that shooter was trying to shoot up YouTube and shot three employees? She turned out to be a liberal vegan animal rights activist, by the way. And so the media dropped that story like hotcakes. I mean, they couldn't run from that story quickly enough because it didn't fit the narrative. They had hoped that it had started, that the conservatives were fighting back. And that's what they want, you see. They want it. YouTube wants its offices to be attacked by a group of conservatives. They want their offices to be firebombed. They want employees to die. They want blood and guts on the TV, on the news. Why? Because then they can justify their censorship. They can say, see, these people are dangerous. We have to shut down their speech. Look what they did. They came in and they committed terrorism and they tried to kill our employees. And look at these dead bodies and look at all that blood splattered on the wall. Conservatives did this. Gun owners did this. And they used assault weapons. This is why we have to ban these people. They want it. They're provoking it. And this is why I've always said that whoever shoots first in the coming civil war loses. You got me on that? Whoever shoots first loses. And the left realizes they don't need to shoot at all. They can take over the country by committing an online ethnic cleansing, which is exactly what they're attempting to do right now. They can silence you. They can steal the upcoming midterm elections. They can make sure that you and people like you never have a voice ever again. They can marginalize you. They can deplatform you. They can demonetize you. They can make you bankrupt, make you desperate. And if you happen to rise up and fight back and try to shoot at them, they win in that scenario too, because now you're just proving how right they were to censor you and deplatform you, how dangerous you are. No wonder they had to ban all conservatives, you see? And I have no doubt they're going to put together a false flag shooting. They will hire somebody or brainwash somebody or drug somebody, whatever it takes, to go in and commit a mass shooting in YouTube or in Twitter offices so they can push the narrative that they want, which is that, oh, these people are dangerous. They have to be censored. They want a civil war. This is what I'm trying to explain. They want it to happen. They want the outbreak of violence because they profit from the violence. It's power from chaos, you see. They want a civil war because then they can bring in the United Nations. They can demand the UN. Obama is waiting in his bunker, ready to demand the United Nations come in and stop the terrorists in America and disarm all those terrorists who are, of course, conservative, pro-Trump, gun-owning people. They want United Nations troops in America because then they can overthrow the president. If this is all new information to you, by the way, you need to keep up. You know, I'm always a couple of years ahead of where things are going. I warned about exactly this scenario, well, over a year ago, a year and a half ago. I said that when first of all, I predicted that Trump would win. I'm on the record publicly predicting Trump would win, writing about it days before the election, saying, we're going to take America back. I wrote about it on the record. Washington Post tried to mock me with an article right around the election time, but it turns out they were the stupid ones. As you now know, I was right. And then once Trump got elected, I'm on the record predicting that they would do everything in their power, they, the deep state, to destroy him and to destroy his supporters, that censorship was coming, that they were going to try to crash the market to blame it on Trump. We've got videos out there, little mini documentaries on this stuff, on the record, saying the Fed would raise interest rates in order to crash the market to blame Trump. And then what happened? Oh, the Fed raised the interest rates, and they continue to raise them because they're trying to crash the markets. What do you know? Exactly as I described, it would unfold. So if you've been listening to my podcast, healthrangerreport.com, you know, you can go back, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 years, and you can hear predictions about things that are happening right now today. The coming civil war, I've been talking about it for over 2 years. The coming financial collapse with the raising interest rates. The victory of President Trump and how the deep state would fight back. The corruption and evil of Google and Facebook, which only now is the majority of society finally waking up and realizing how evil Facebook really is and Google and YouTube. For a long time, I felt like I was one of the lone voices out there saying that. And people were like, no, you're crazy. Google's awesome. They have Google Maps and they have Google search engine and they have YouTube. And YouTube, they thought YouTube is just a platform. They don't censor videos. Well, now you know they do. They terminated my account. They terminated all, practically all gun and firearm videos, or at least they're in the process of doing so. Now, the masses are waking up to what I was warning about a couple of years ago. So if all of this that I'm mentioning right now, the coming civil war, why the left wants a civil war, if this is new information to you, you're way behind the curve. You need to keep up. You need to listen to this podcast every day. I post 2 or 3 podcasts every day, practically. Well, maybe not on Saturdays, but 5 days a week. You need to, of course, sign up for Reel.video, because Reel.video is the new YouTube alternative free speech platform that I'm launching on July 4th. It's being built to handle over 1 billion video views a month, and the last time I checked, there were over 16,000 requests for a content channel. I'm sure by now that's over 20,000. I just haven't had time to look. I mean, we're going to have so many content channels on there, it'll blow your mind. It's the new YouTube alternative. And we welcome people like Diamond and Silk, and we welcome comedy and satire and cultural commentary, firearms videos, how to build them, how to disassemble them, how to clean them, tactical defense, how to protect your life, concealed carry, martial arts, plus everything that you might expect on natural medicine, herbal medicine, emergency first aid, survival, prepping, food freedom, health freedom, parental freedom, homeschooling, history, the Constitution, our Republic, the Bill of Rights, news and news commentary, documentaries, all these things. This is what Reel.video is being built for, to be a platform for you. And they're going to try to shut it down. And Google is going to ban Reel.video from its index, no doubt, from day one. Facebook will ban Reel.video videos. Twitter will probably ban it. I mean, they're all going to ban it. You're going to have to stop using those systems. You're going to have to stop using Google, stop using Facebook, stop using YouTube, stop using Reddit. I mean, Reddit's not all bad, but what I mean is stop letting Reddit feed you your news. It's okay to use Reddit from time to time, but don't rely on Reddit to be your narrow keyhole view to the world. You got to go outside of Reddit or Facebook or any of these other services in order to find information directly. You go to our website directly, naturalnews.com. You type it into your browser. You don't wait for Facebook to feed you some natural news article because Facebook is censoring natural news. You don't wait for Twitter to feed you the news. A lot of people are just Twitter addicts and they think Twitter is giving them a real view of the world, but Twitter is actually just censoring everything that they don't want you to see, because Jack Dorsey hates conservatives. Jack Dorsey thinks that he supports a second civil war with the Democrats taking over, marginalizing the conservatives. And eventually what that leads to is, of course, the extermination and the killing off of all conservative voices. So you can't rely on Twitter to feed you your news, obviously. This is the crucial point that you got to understand. You need to go directly to the websites that you want. Even, you know, we have a website called censored.news that aggregates headlines from the most censored websites on the web, censored.news. And I'll tell you this, on censored.news, we don't censor any headlines. You see all the headlines, every headline from every website on there. And we're adding websites all the time. I think we just added Information Liberation. I think we've got, we've added a bunch of new sites recently. So check it out, censored.news. I don't know, this is like maybe 20 websites that we spider there for that news aggregation system. And we don't censor the headlines at all. I mean, we got Daily Caller on there, we got PJ Media, we got, you know, of course, Breitbart, InfoWars, the National Sentinel, Natural News, you know, News Target, a bunch of stuff. You're going to find a lot of information there. Now, of course, we don't include every website on the net, obviously. We only include, you know, what is it, 15 or 20 right now. But we're expanding it to include the most censored websites on the web. And that list is growing by the day, as you are probably well aware. We are under assault, all of us. The ability to think, the ability to read. Google wants to control what you read, what you see, and therefore what you think. And they're doing this all as an emergency online ethnic cleansing before the midterm elections. They must cleanse the online narratives and conversations and news websites before the midterm elections so that they can steal the elections. And then they can impeach Trump. That's their goal. And once they impeach Trump, guess what's coming? I mean, yeah, they'll vote to impeach him in the House. The Senate won't convict him via impeachment, but they'll vote to impeach him in the House for sure. And then once that happens, then they'll try to take over the White House in 2020. And all this time, the technocracy, I should say, will be censoring conservative voices to the point where by the time 2020 rolls around, the only allowed comments and conversations and videos and websites that you will ever see on the internet are radical left-wing liberals and progressives and libtards and it's going to just transgender agendas shoved down your throat everywhere. Going to be gun control everywhere. And then guess what's coming? Once they get a Democrat in the White House, then they'll just start seizing domain names. They'll just seize Natural News. They'll just seize Real.Video. Just seize all the domain names and just shut you down. Totally shut you out of business. Oh, you think that's not coming? You need to keep up, because that's exactly what's coming. They cannot allow the internet to exist, because the internet supports conservatism and liberty, because the internet is about the freedom of speech. The internet brings people information from decentralized sources. So the internet is a threat to the left. The left controls the mainstream news. They control academia. They control the banking system. They control Hollywood. They control late night comedy. They control public schooling. They control all those institutions. They control medicine even, but they don't control the internet. And that's what terrifies them. The internet is the one thing that supports individual liberties and freedom. And they know that if they don't take over the internet and censor it and conduct this online ethnic cleansing that I'm talking about here, then they will lose elections, because people want to be free. People want to be informed. People want to have access to independent information so they can decide for themselves what's true and what's not true. They tried to destroy independent media with the whole fake news thing. That backfired on them. Thank you, President Trump, for assisting in that backfiring. Now fake news means CNN. Did you know that? Fake news is CNN. So that backfired on them. They tried. But now they're taking a second attempt, just censoring everybody that's pro-Trump or a conservative. This is their new a new method, online ethnic cleansing. It's just going to wipe out your voice, and then they're going to take your guns, and then they're going to take everything. They'll steal your private property. They'll take your home, take your business. Eventually, that's where it all goes. Look at Cuba. You know, look at North Korea. Look at China. The state then just comes in and says, oh, we're just going to take all your private property because we don't like you, and you're talking against the state. So now you're dangerous. This is exactly what Facebook just said to Diamond and Silk. They said you're unsafe for the community. That sounds like something ripped right out of the China playbook of communism and censorship. Oh, you're unsafe to the community. So you mean in order to make us all safe, you have to seize all the websites that you don't like. I see. Oh, you're doing it for us. Okay. I see. How wonderful that mommy and daddy government are here to tell us what we can read and what we can think and what words we can use or can't use. It's amazing. So check it all out. Read my website, censorship.news. I've also got, of course, reel.video launching soon, July 4th. And hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. My main website is naturalnews.com. And support our online store, healthrangerstore.com, where you can purchase, of course, organic superfoods and clean foods, storable foods, nutritional supplements, water filters, home living, green living, home gardening. We've got over 600 products there. Check it out, healthrangerstore.com. Share this with everyone you know. This is crucially important stuff. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. God bless America.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.